Now we know why I didn't play baseball. Hey, I believe we're getting warmed up now. We're feeling pretty righteous. We feel confident we can tell you all our names now. Thanks for being with us tonight. What a beautiful night to play in Louisville and on Slugger Field. We are just honored to be here. On the bass, originally from Bowling Green, Kentucky. He can play the upright bass and the electric equally as well. We love having him play both of them. Fine harmony singer. Shoot, friends, we went to the same high school. One of us graduated, too. It's a Bowling Green thing. But he is one fine musician. You've heard him on a lot of records you might not even be aware of. And just this October, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's coming out with A Will to Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 3. And he and I both played on that record, and we're pretty proud about that. From Bowling Green, Mr. Byron House. On the drums, ladies and gentlemen, standing in the shadow of greatness, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hold your applause, please, friends, for Albuquerque. We've got to go on with the show. We can't just be stopping for everybody's hometown. Spent 14 years in Las Vegas with Cirque du Soleil. It could have happened. Would you believe 4 years on the road with Porter Wagner? Would you believe he was the drummer on Hayloft Hoedown with Randy Atcher for 12 years? Okay.
Oh, yeah. 27 years.
Oh, he can play any kind of music, and we love getting to play with him. From Albuquerque, Mr. Chris Brown. And of course, on the guitar, our young country singer. Originally from the great state of Texas. Once again, hold your applause, please, for Texas. We've got to go on with the show. From Duncanville, Texas, we started playing together in 1990 with Miss Emmy Lou Harris and her Nash Ramblers. Oh, I'm sorry, the Grammy award-winning Nash Ramblers. He's a fine guitar man, as you've already noticed. He's a great singer, so we're gonna ask him to sing a song for you here in just a second. He's a wonderful mandolin player, so you're certainly not gonna hear that tonight. But, and maybe it's cause he's from Texas. We're hearing that bass drum in the background. Somebody gonna play Cotton Eye Joe here. But maybe it's the Texas connection, friends. We're not sure. But his musical talent, that's obvious. But really, one of the best things he does is, in fact, the best imitation of Ross Perot we've ever heard. I know what you're thinking. What was funny about the last election? Nothing. Ross Perot wasn't in it. Heck, I thought I won for 3 weeks. Wasn't me. Ross, would you give us just a couple of comments on the state of America as we stand here at beautiful Slugger Field tonight?
Can we talk? This is just sad. And here's the deal. I don't know about you people, but my taxes are higher than David Grisman in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Higher than George Jones' bar tab, for crying out loud. That's high. Now, see, here's the deal. We're in the middle of a war. We're trying to start another one. And you know what Congress is doing? They're investigating Martha Stewart, for crying out loud. I'll teach you how to make Christmas ornaments and biscuits, for crying out loud. Let's get back to business. Now, I told everybody about Enron anyway years ago. Nobody listened to Ross when I told y'all Enron Hubbard and all that Scientology stuff was a bunch of crap not to get involved in it, see? So remember next time, Ross for Boss. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. But the rest of you may know him as a young guitar player named John Randall Stewart. Thank you, John Randall. And here's one of John Randall's songs we're going to do for you. Actually, he co-wrote this tune with a great songwriter, Mr. Guy Clark.